Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalms is traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, literature of wisdom, and psalms of thanksgiving. The Western Jewish and Christian traditions recognize 150 psalms, while the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church includes an additional psalm, bringing their total to 151. In this series, we'll focus on books 3 and 4 of the canonical Book of Psalms. Specifically, our journey will take us through Psalms 73 to 106, and now we'll be delving into the treasure trove of writings known as the Psalms. So let us open our Bibles to Psalm 86. We'll be reading the full chapter. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1, "Bend down, O Lord, and hear my prayer. Answer me, for I need your help. Protect me, for I am devoted to you. Save me, for I serve you and trust you. You are my God. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I am calling on you constantly. Give me happiness, O Lord, for I give myself to you. O Lord, you are so good, so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask for your help. Listen closely to my prayer, O Lord. Hear my urgent cry. I will call to you whenever I'm in trouble, and you will answer me. No pagan god is like you, O Lord. None can do what you do. All the nations you made will come and bow before you, Lord. They will praise your holy name. For you are great and perform wonderful deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may live according to your truth. Grant me purity of heart, so that I may honor you. With all my heart I will praise you, O Lord my God. I will give glory to your name forever, for your love for me is very great. You have rescued me from the depths of death. O God, insolent people rise up against me. A violent gang is trying to kill me. You mean nothing to them. But you, O Lord, are a God of compassion and mercy, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness. Look down and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant. Save me, the son of your servant. Send me a sign of your favor. Then those who hate me will be put to shame, for you, O Lord, help and comfort me." Once again, that was Psalms chapter 86 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the chapter of Psalms we just read more in depth. David's prayer is so personal and so honest. He asks God to hear him, twice, protect him, be merciful to him, bring him joy, teach his ways, and give a pure heart. He praises the Lord because there is no God like him. The Lord answers prayers, is great and marvelous, is compassionate and gracious, helps and comforts, and saves those who trust in him. David is being attacked by violent and godless people, yet his prayer is for the Lord to give him an undivided heart that praises the name of the Lord. Sometimes our prayers are so routine, they look more like formulas than the cries of our heart. We don't have to hide behind pious words or verbal formulas. God knows every single action and thought of our lives. He is the one with whom we can be completely transparent. When we are going through hard times, we can cry out to our Father. David's prayer challenges our selfish and simple prayers. David prayed for a heart undivided in worship. That makes a huge difference in how we deal with our problems. Here are some things to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How can you grow more personal and honest in your prayers? When you are being attacked or going through hard times, how would it change things to pray for a heart undivided in worship to the Lord? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.